Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, are your healthy habits all over the place or non-existent? Do you wish you could find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and really just talk a little nicer to yourself? If you have tried to habit hack your health, but the strategies you've tried just haven't worked for you in your busy lifestyle, then this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, behavior change specialist, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about our health and our habits. How do I know? Well, because I've transformed my own life through habit hacking, and now my family gets the best of me, and I now help my clients do the same. I'm now going to teach you how to create healthy habits in less time, guilt-free for all seasons of your life. It's not your fault your habits haven't worked, my friend. We just have to do them differently. So, are you ready to feel empowered and transform your habits and life? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday. Oh my goodness, it has been so fun the past couple of weeks sharing the top episodes of the year. You know, we focused on making time, should you track your food, and next week I will post our final top episode of the year. But of course, I'm still bringing you some Habit Hack Thursday episodes because based on my research and conversations with you all, you love these episodes. So let's talk about it. Today we're focused on mindset and losing the new year, new me mentality. Ugh. You know, I think I address this every year at this time of year, and it's because it just drives me crazy. This statement, new year, new me, drives me crazy. And the reason why, when I really think about it, many times I feel like it's so superficial. It's just focused on like changing yourself from the outside instead of taking your health as a holistic view, thinking of your mental and physical health and encouraging more so a shift of self-acceptance, setting like really realistic goals, right? And fostering a really supportive environment that could really mitigate the harmful effects of the new year, new me mindset. Right? Eliminating folks that you follow online that promote this, or friends in your life, or even like if you go and take a workout class and they're telling you to burn off your food, like, that's maybe not the people you want to be around.
And honestly, I feel like this is where diet culture has really ruined a new year goals for us, really, in my opinion. And I really want you to take a moment and realize you have to do habits differently and put your blinders on this time of year and do what is best for you. What is going to make you feel your best from the inside out? Because, girl, you're perfect in our Creator's eyes, right? God made us perfect in His eyes. But we're not perfect people, right? There's no one perfect except God, right? So when you start taking care of yourself, I think you'll see that it has to be a holistic approach and not superficial, because that's what's going to be sustainable and that's what's going to feel better and not lead to burnout or unrealistic goals. And that's just my whole concept of training for life. So let's talk about why the new year, new me mentality can be harmful for anyone, especially us busy working millennial moms. So I think we've grown up in an era where diet culture has just confused the heck out of us, right? And we just want to take care of ourselves and do it in a realistic way and still be able to enjoy the things in life that we love, right? So let's talk about why I think the new year, new me mentality can be harmful. And of course, I'll provide a habit loop for you at the end. You know, I always provide a habit loop. So let's talk about it. First, I think there's a lot of body image pressure. So that's kind of where like the superficial part of new year, new me comes into play. So the emphasis on like resolutions often, you know, revolves around achieving a certain body type or appearance, really perpetuating unrealistic beauty standard for yourselves, right? We in particular as women may feel pressured to really conform to these ideals, leading to, you know, body dissatisfaction, not eating enough, right? Or just low self-esteem and punishing our bodies, right? It's okay to want to look good, but that cannot be the only reason you move your body, right? It starts from the inside and then works its way outside. Trust me, it will happen. Next, that there's such an expectation of perfection, right? We as women from society, we're expected to juggle like multiple roles flawlessly, right? Career, family, relationships. The new year, new me mentality can really intensify this pressure, right? To really excel in every aspect. And that's when it leads to burnout and feelings of failure, because those are unrealistic expectations that cannot be met. Next is just comparison culture. So I feel like social media really amplifies comparison culture, making it easier for women to compare your lives, right? It's different, like when you're in school, right? And you compare yourself to other people or at work with like another woman. It's another thing to like scroll social media and like compare yourself to so many other people as well. It can really help you lose your self-worth, and your worth is tied to external accomplishments, and your worth is not tied to that. You are beautiful and wonderfully made, right? And just your emotional well-being, right? Focusing solely on external and superficial new year, new me changes can really neglect your emotional well-being, right? You might overlook mental health, self-care, or personal growth in favor of meeting societal standards for success, right? You're overworked. You're trying to climb the corporate ladder. You're stressed out and on your email all the time. You're trying to work out, and when you do, it's such a rush, and you're trying to do these hard, intense workouts without proper recovery, and your cortisol levels high all the time. You're just not taking care of your emotional well-being, and that can lead to physical burnout and drained everything, right? And lastly, your self-worth tied to resolutions. Failure to meet your resolutions can really lead to a sense of feeling worthless. You know, we as women might feel like we failed, not just because we didn't do a resolution, but us as an actual individual, and it can really affect our self-esteem. But your self-worth is not tied to your resolutions. Your self-worth is tied to how you are as a mom, how you are as a daughter of Christ, how you are as a spouse, right? Who you are at your core. Who are you at your core? And what healthy habits can help elevate who you are at your core? Okay. So this really comes down to a more holistic view of self-improvement, one that really values mental, emotional health, right? Self-compassion, personal growth beyond the superficial. Like I already mentioned, when you take care of the inside, the outside will follow. Okay. So let's talk about a habit loop. This habit loop is going to really help us, you know, battle the negative impacts of the new year, new me mentality, and instead establish healthy habits that prioritize holistic well-being, self-compassion, and training for life. So remember, a habit loop is a cue, routine, reward, right? We have so many habit loops we already do throughout the day that are routine blocked throughout the day that are unconscious habits. And sometimes you have to create habit loops in order to see a change, to be super intentional. I don't know if you're like me, there's a lot of times I have big intentions and I don't follow through because I need a strategy. I need like a step-by-step how to make me do it, right? And that's where our Healthy Habits Accelerator pod course comes into play. We habit hack specific challenges for women with some specific habit loops. But let's talk about one. So a cue could be a mindfulness practice. So start by incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine. So you could set aside a specific time. Time is a really great cue or a trigger to use for meditation, deep breathing, and use a trigger or cue to remind you. So it could be a specific time of day, a visual cue, a timer going off on your phone to engage in activity to really help you regulate your nervous system, focus in on your mindfulness. I have some triggers on my phone at specific times of the day to say a little prayer for you, for real, for you, for the business, for the podcast, for my kids and my husband as well. So what kind of trigger or cue could you set up to do a mindfulness practice? Like I said, I do it around prayer throughout the day. It could be box breathing. It could be just moving and stretching your body. That would be the actual routine, right? So instead of some type of routine focused around specifically like I'm going to work out to, you know, make myself feel better and to, you know, get the new year, new me. Instead, think of a routine that's going to help you be more mindful and focused on holistic health, right? So maybe for you, it is meditation. Maybe it's a time to journal. You know, like I said, I use prayer as mine. And then lastly, reward. As you progress towards your goals, you're really cultivating self-compassion, right? So reflecting on your progress, like as you do that routine, actually sitting there and being like, wow, I did it. It's so great. It's going to help keeping you do it. And a bonus habit hack around this, tracking. Tracking, my friend, is going to help you consistently do this habit loop, right? I know I gave you kind of a few examples of like cue, routine, reward with this, but thinking something of more holistic and tracking over time until you don't have to think about it and you don't have to track it because now it is an unconscious habit leading to your holistic well-being. So take a step back, think about what your holistic view of health should be personally for you and shift the focus from external pressures and being the superficial new year, new me and shift to a mindset that really values self-care, self-acceptance, and continuous personal development. If you need some help, reach out, grab the pod course, or join us for the next round of the mentorship in February. You can always grab the pod course and go right into the mentorship. It's my group coaching program where we offer some more one-on-one help there as well. But remember, friend, you are wonderfully made. It's okay to want to take care of yourself. And I think it's actually a spiritual act, and taking care of your body and mind is a gift. So thank you so much for joining me today. No more new year, new me. Remember, friend, you are perfect just the way you are, and it's okay to take care of yourself.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way, more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.